Terry.
What's that word?
Voluntary.
And
we used to have like to have voluntary peanuts that come up where we had planted cotton. Because when we were hoeing them, we could pull up the peanuts and eat them.
Well, would you have a different thing for something like grass or clover, something you grew for hay, for the second growth of that?
Cover crop.
So that would be what came up after you mowed it once? Or what's a cover crop?
You plant that after you gather your crops, so that if the crops, the wind and rains won't wash the soil away, and then the cows will have something to eat.
Well, if you had a field that you just cut hay in, and you cut all the hay, and then you had some more warm weather, and it grew up back again, what would you call that second growth?
Second crop.
And what about if there was just a lot of old dry grass that's left over on the ground in the springtime, you know, what would you call that?
Just the dry grass, I suppose.
And have you ever seen wheat growing?
Mm-mm, no, I haven't.
Well, if you tied wheat up, you know, what would you tie it up into?
Bundles.
All right, and now they're piled into a what? The bundle.
Just piles or stacks.
All right, and what about corn? Have you ever seen corn done that way?
No, corn. We make corn piles.
For it
to be picked up, to load it on a truck or something.
Well, are the corn piles made of just the corn, or are they something smaller tied together?
No, see, corn grows in ears. You couldn't tie corn together. Oh, you mean corn on the stalk?
Corn on the stalk.
Well, we've cut green corn and threw it on the truck or tractor to bring out to feed the cows.
Well, how much would there be in a pile like that?
Well, it's according to how much you wanted to cut and carry to that pile. Not because you wouldn't want to carry it too far or tow it too far, whichever word you want to use.
All right. And,
my husband.
I'll look and see. I can't remember if she knew or not. I think she did. I knew something about it.
I know she did.
Well, I can't remember exactly what she said. I wrote it down. But
do you know,
it's
all.
No, it's over with. It's all.
You don't get interested in your family tree until you get to about 35. And at that time, see, I didn't have any parents or grandparents to ask.
Sometimes it's too late then.
Uh-huh. But young people don't get interested until they get about 35.
Yes, sir. Well, if you raised something like corn or something, you'd say we made 40 what?
Bushels.
All right. And have you ever seen oats growing?
Well, we plant oats for the cows. Uh-huh.
Well, what do you have to do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh it. Now, we don't do that here. Yes, they do. They've started in the last few years doing that, and they sell oat seeds here. They have to get them fertilized.
So you say oats?
Oat seed.
But what do you do to them? Oats?
You thresh them. They have a machine that does that.
Well, if I said, so what would you say? You'd say,
they're going to gather the oats.
You'd say, corn.